Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will
Blog Talk Radio.
Move your mouse over there.
Well, best thing to know is do.
And I did that.
Exactly. See, that didn't change it. So you got to do something because that didn't change it. You're on SmartCast. You gotta get to HDMI 1.
Okay. Hi, Blog Talk Radio. For all of our wonderful listeners around the world, we didn't disappear. We was just wrestling with our number one enemy.
The computer?
Our number one blessing.
Yeah.
Our number one strength. Wait. Number one blessing is God. Number one strength is God.
Amen.
Number one power is God. And now, we declare a very valuable tool to us we were using.
It does present a challenge.
A very valuable tool to us we was using. 6, 32, 44, 9, 10 through 17, 6, 42, go long. Nope. 22.
So anyways, good evening, everyone. How are you? We're so glad you're here.
It'll be a good night.
We're glad to be here.
A day in the life of Jesus. What we've been studying, last night we talked about casting out demons. I encourage you to be a part of that. All right? And enjoy it. There it is. Walking on the water. All right. Now. Wow, I usually can function really good like this. There we go. There we go. It's 7:06, time to go live. I'm going to have to close the curtain.
Are you glowing?
I got me some beautiful rays happening over here. All of our viewing audience and all of you in the live audience, we would encourage you to silence your electronic devices effectively. So that we don't have any unexpected, you know, disturbances. Hallelujah. We bless you now in Jesus' mighty name. Amazing. Just everybody just pause for a second while I give glory to God. Now this says I can post on the timeline right here. Oh Jesus, what did I just do?
Well, I'm not sure.
Let's see if I have the ability to just go ahead and back up. Oh my Lord.
Do we need to start all over?
What's happening? Well, thank God we got it into some nice pasteable processes. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. All right. Let's try this again. Looks like everything's ready. Let's go live. See if it works. Good evening, Facebook.
There, I see you live.
Hi, hey, everybody. Peace, love, and brotherhood. Well, we found out another thing that does not work tonight. Wow. So we welcome you. Well, that works. Everybody pause for just a moment.
All right.
Phyllis K. Raymond is the first one in.
Wow.
Phyllis, you and I and Sister Leanne and Brother Ripley here get to sing When the Saints Come Marching In. And if anybody knows it, it ought to be someone from Louisiana.
Yeah.
So are you ready? Somebody tune in. the banjo when the saints marching in. And the saints come marching in. Oh, I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. So will you when the saints come marching in.
It's hard for me to sing and type
as this. You know, you're like a woman. You're supposed to be able to be doing like 87 things all at once and, you know, like spinning a top with your toe or something. So, Don't be backing out of your womanness. All right.
Well, there has to be certain tasks to be able to do 50 of them.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Backing down. Backing down. So welcome everybody. We're going to give you about 5 minutes to get here, and then we're gone. It's busy. Dude. We're going to make this thing happen.
Okay.
You know. You should. Brother Dave Sweeney.
Hello, hello.
Evening to you, sir. God bless you and Gwen.
Your kitchen looks wonderful. So who did all the painting? You or Gwen?
Or the kid down the street that needed four.
Yeah, or the kid down the street. That's even better.
Well, you know.
That is even better.
I'm a couple minutes late because I was having communion with you guys via one of my favorite videos. Well, share it with us, Phyllis. We want to know what your favorite video is.
And you still beat most of us.
What in the world is going on now?
With what? Everything here seems good at the moment. Don't mess it up.
I don't know if any of you caught that promise. So did you post to the line?
I just shared it to Audie and I shared it to your page, your personal page.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't done any of the other shares, so do you want me to do those?
Well, no, I clicked on that one button and I didn't know whether it actually made it happen or not. Because it was supposed to be posting it over there.
2 days ago, huh? What was 2 days ago? We were on the road for sure.
It happened?
Phyllis said 2 days ago.
Oh. Well, that's cool, Phyllis.
All of our days have run together.
So 2 days ago.
Don't remember what we did when.
2 days ago. Today would be what? Today is Tuesday. Two days ago would have been Sunday.
Sunday
we were in
at the picnic.
Saturday night we did communion.
If you hear our cat in the background, he's just overjoyed to have us back. He hasn't been talking yet.
Hi, I can't see you, but I can you. Wait. Pastor, where in the leg are you? Hey, wait, what did they say? Behind every successful man, there's a woman of great magnitude. Well, they're supposed to be able to do like 10 things at once, and typing and singing is one of those. Wow, that was a good video. Thank you, fellas.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't worry about me. I'm just reading comments, but I can talk and read comments at the same time. and drink coffee and type all at the same time. I can even click the emojis at the same time when I'm talking and typing and drinking coffee. See, watch this.
You're just amazing. It's you
two. It
doesn't. Mr.
I can hear you, but I can't see you. Where you at, Velma? Is it dark there? I might. Well, if we can help you, we'd like to.
We would.
Or are you trying to help me just be quiet so I don't need a ladder? Loretta Perot is with us again tonight.
Loretta.
All right, everybody, big hugs for Loretta.
Yeah, we have not seen you in so long. Everything is going well.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. And we appreciated our time in Michigan.
However,
we are really glad to be back to the state of openness and happiness and joy and no masking.
We are happy to be home.
Honestly.
We got settled in remarkably quick.
Ask Joy to help you, Punky. Now, see, if you don't know who we are, you might be like, what did that lady say?
Hi, Sunday.
Ask Joy to help you, Punky. That's an interesting statement.
It is if you don't know who it is. Good one, Wilma.
That's almost as good as Leave It to Beaver, whatever that was that happened last night.
Rebuking the Beaver.
You know, we continually grow together as a family and as a body. And man, God was talking to me again today about this tent of meeting. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be different than anything. Now you can see my pretty face. Are you talking to me or somebody? Are you on the right site, ma'am? Joy is her daughter. Well, right. But that was just quite a statement. And Joy to help you, Punky. I mean, that's original right there. You know what's cool about it? And then he went to that eyes glazed over staring situation. Well, we did get some sleep at one point.
We got about 5:30. We had a little bit of a sleep.
Okay.
Joy is your daughter. What does this mean? Thus the magnitude that means they. I must have missed a comment. I'm in the lag or something. Or
yeah, everybody just asked Sister Land, where in the lag are you? Because she's way back there. She's lost clear back in the. I think she was out mowing the yard or something. But she's in now. She's sitting at the desk. All right, well, no reason to just sit here and stare at the screen.
Did you do all the stuff?
Yep. If anybody sees Christopher Timmercon, we need to hear from him tonight on this program. And, you know, let's try this again. Julie Rausch. There we go. Wait, now I'm in the lag because Velma said that was a good one and I'm totally lost to what she's talking about. But I guarantee you, we are glad to be in North Dakota.
Yes, we are.
And I don't know, probably for the first time ever since we've been here, since I've been here in February of 2018. I didn't stop last night and take a picture of the sunset.
Right.
But it was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't anything except just this beautiful burnt orange red sunset.
Yeah,
that went for 50 miles across the horizon. You can, because there ain't no trees, you can see it. How's the weather in North Dakota? Well, today's been a little cloudy,
overcast, but nice.
I got the shade closed now because I had to glow, and it's beautiful. So I saw somewhere today, Brother Dave, that we're actually supposed to have meteor shower tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now let's just see what it's talking about here.
I really want to go chase it down, but I feel like we're too tired to go chase one.
Shooting stars will grace the night sky during the first week of May, which will be traced back to one of the most famous comments in recent history. Ida Ekelgren's meteor shower will reach its climax on the night of Tuesday, May 4th, into the morning of Wednesday, May 5th. The first of three big astronomical... If you're a sky watcher, get to where there's no light. And do it quickly. Well, depending on where your moon is at. There, I'm back. Wasn't that just a wonderful thing I just did for you? For all of you that's like, Pastor, can we just get focused here? I'm trying really hard, but I can still feel the road. Shannon Tony's here. Shannon, I didn't see you. But we sure do love you. Kelly Delkert's here. Welcome. About my preface? Oh, geez. I'm so lost in the lag right now. Wow. Thank you, Shannon, for caffeinating us, yes. Wow. Really? You have special ties to North Dakota.
Really?
Francetta Goss is with us. Hey, if you didn't watch this morning's program.
Wow, yeah, Francetta taught us well.
Francetta really gave us a learning session after all the preaching was done. So I'll just share it with you real quick. Some of you might need to know this.
And Chata, anytime you want to come on and visit, come on.
So,
you can stay with
us. See. Everybody, help me. All right. Everybody see this little icon up here? Whoops. God, help this guy. It's right up there on the corner of the picture with the flag in it. And it looks like a little TV box with something. If you click that, you can put this right up on your TV and watch it on your TV and then still make comments on your phone, and it gives you volume and a big picture, and you can laugh with the greatest of ease, like a man on a flying trapeze. Just please don't let the front row sneeze. Anyways, we learned to cast. And then also we learned today that if you have an uncastable phone, if you get an app, you can then also cast there too. Now, isn't that valuable information?
Yeah,
I think it's really good because it gives you the ability to put it up on your screen, on your TV, as long as you have a smart TV. I also recommended you that if you went to Walmart, I don't like doing this, but or to your local Facebook Marketplace. Sister Leanne got a 24-inch Vizio, brand new, for like $100. And it really makes a nice little TV. If you wanted to just sit at your table or out on your deck and have a little monitor where you could watch this and not be your phone, you know, you have to hold your phone up to watch. That's a smart TV. It was $100. It's 24 inches. So if you just got it on the table in front of you, it's plenty big.
Yeah.
And you can cast right over there to it. And it's one of those tools that you would use, you would buy. If you have a tablet or if you have a computer, laptop, you can HDMI it. And there's a lot of valuable things in that right there. And we learned all that today at noon. And now we got that going. Wow. I really felt like that was going to be have a lot more emphasis, but it kind of just... Are we ready?
Okay, we declare our Facebook.
Are we having troubles?
Properly, yes. Functions properly with no hindrances.
All right.
Jesus' name.
I didn't post that in there tonight. If you weren't a part of the worship tonight, I recommend you be a part of that because tonight was awesome, man. During that one worship song that we had tonight, come on. During the one worship song there was in our worship time for the tent meeting tonight, he told the story in there about I command you to work like you're supposed to work.
Nice.
He told the story in there about a family that had a brain-eating amoeba. That's a messed up deal right there. And here's the thing about the brain-eating amoeba. That's got a 94% or 97% mortality rate, which means people don't recover from it. And they prayed, and the mom was totally healed. She and her six kids all had this amoeba that was eating their brain.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of them were healed completely in Jesus' mighty name. Did it really disappear?
Yeah.
Like completely?
No, you're just sitting there spinning. Okay, now there I see it. Oh, my gosh. As quick as I started this, now YouTube started. Okay, let's go out and start over.
Well?
Now you're back on both at the moment.
Wow. I can't post anything. Somebody put into let me see, maybe I can do it. What's the phone number?
Blog Talk?
Yeah.
516-387-1459.
Can you guys still hear me talking?
Yeah.
That's Blog Talk Radio. You can still hear me and see me on YouTube. Thank you, Wilma. And I can see your post there. Well, all right. I'm just going to keep going, and I'm going to make this declaration I put in. Well, I'm going to see. I got to find it. I got to find it. All right. Thank you. Whenever you guys see this happening, always make sure you over-communicate because that helps us know where we are. Here we go. Declare this with us if you can see it. We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue this earth, we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry. And we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and the praise to the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, let me do this. Everybody just pause for a moment. I got to just grab something here. There, you got both of those prayer confessions that we make in the Community of Faith Tent Revival, Tent of Meeting Messenger Thread. If you would like to be a part of that and you are not, we would be glad to put you over there. It's a thread where we're going to be, where we talk about the Tent of Meeting, and mostly right now, we're praying and worshiping together in Jesus' mighty name.
You need to restart your awful blood.
It went completely. Huh. Am I still on YouTube? Sunday?
Yeah.
If you can still see and hear us, make sure you let me know. They can still see me there. So give me just a second, and I'll get us live back over here again. It all posts really quickly. Sister Leanne is going to sing for us while we're scrolling along here.
What would you all like to hear? Go ahead and type it in. I found you and you still pay French others on YouTube now.
All right, friends, set it. Welcome. All right, Facebook is back up. Just like that. Very interesting. I have excellent speed here on my end. We rebuke every situation that is trying to stop this work from coming together. Now, it's very interesting because tonight's message is a day in the life of Jesus, enemy superiority. Wait, that's not the right words. Who did that? I just encourage everybody just is to be strong with us, and we win.
And we win.
Now, I got one more thing I got to do again while this all comes together. Everybody just keep joining. Make sure you say hi to everybody as they come back in. And we'll be started here in about another 2 minutes.
Did everybody go over? Oh, just Francis and Sunday are in the news because we're in now.
All right.
There's Zelma. Can you see and hear it, everything now, Zelma?
Glad you're feeling better, Francetta. Yes, I am too. I'm glad Francetta's feeling better and Sunday's feeling better. Velma's with us. Wilma's with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're all doing good. Here we go. Let's pray and we're getting started. Father, in the name of Jesus, right here, right now, today, we thank you for the word of God that is alive and well and working right here, right now, tonight. And Lord, thank you for blessing all of our friends that are with us. We thank you, Lord. Bless every person that is here with great strength in their body, Lord, with great soundness in their mind, and the greatest of courage resulting from faith in their life, in their soul. We declare every one of us mighty men and women of God, walking with you, living with you, reigning with you, doing the work of the kingdom you have given us to do. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to everyone that is with us right now tonight. We declare over anyone in our lives and families that has faced COVID, we declare life to you and death to COVID in the mighty name of Jesus. COVID, your power is broken. You release your grip on the cells in their body, and the life, the abundant life of Jesus now fills every cell of your body and your soul and your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And you have health and life and strength by the same spirit who lives on the inside of you. We declare life to you. Warren Walsh, Christopher Timmer, Michelle, and Sister Sherry Gilbert, we declare healing in your bodies from these surgeries. And Travis and Donnie Jr., life in your bodies, every single one of you. Life. The medical profession will have to say what happened, and we, the ecclesia, know what it is. The ecclesia stood up, was bold and strong, and God produced life in these people's lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say this with me. Lungs, be strong.
Lungs, be strong.
Body, be strong.
Body, be strong.
Heart, be strong.
Heart.
All my organs functioning properly.
All my organs functioning properly.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Here we go. I want you to turn with me tonight. Goodness sakes alive. Would somebody please come to our house and take out all the spicy potato chips out of the cupboard, so I am certain not to eat them right before we go live. Who doesn't like spicy Doritos? Matthew chapter 8 is where we're going. Come on, man. That's how you do it right there. That's how you do it right there, Velma. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 8. Now, we've kind of been doing a series, although we didn't call it that. We just started, and here we are. And that's called A Day in the Life of Jesus. Now, why did God have us start that series? It's because he wants you and I to see just exactly what it is he wants to do in our life every single day. Am I streaming?
Yes.
Why does I have that screen like that? There we go. There we go. I can even see your comments moving. Here we go. Now, because if once you and I see, literally, God wants you to see and believe. Once you and I can see, then it's easy to believe. Right?
Yes.
Every story we read, we have seen that every time Jesus did a miracle, more people wanted a miracle. And the more miracles he did, the more they brought him, and the more they brought him, and the more they brought him. And literally transformed the whole region with his preaching and his teaching, and the disciples also. Now, let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. We're going to go from verse 16 down through 34, the rest of the chapter. And we're also going to read it in the other three books that this story is in. This is the Jesus story when he walked on the water. All right? Nope. Hold on. I read the wrong reference. Sorry, guys. It's a good story. But we're going to go to Matthew 14. Why did I do that? Matthew 14. It's all right. Here we go. There. Now we're in the right zone. Now we're in the right zone, all right? All right. So Matthew 14, and I'm going to start verse 13, and we're going to run it to the rest of the chapter, and that is verse 36. Matthew 14, verse 13 through 36. Thank you guys for your help. Here we go. I really got to talk to my secretary about how they're making my notes.
I think she's doing a fantastic job.
Just so everybody knows, I make my own notes, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do.
I go do what it tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And this word is changing my life.
And this word is changing
because that's what it is designed to do. I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as
that
a seed.
Is producing.
That is producing.
Right here, right now,
right here, right
a hundredfold
return
in my life,
in
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to you. Goodness sakes alive. Thank you that you help us use these technologies to reach these people and the whole world. Thank you for the beautiful believers in the community of faith.
Yeah.
Thank you for this amazing body of Christ that just stands together in strength and crushes our enemy wherever it sticks head up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, have your way here tonight, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, this is the day in the life of Jesus. So, all right, let's just do some quick catch-up. Matthew 13 is Jesus telling the parable of the sower and some other parables. He's up on the mountain. He's rejected Nazareth. Matthew 14 starts with John the Baptist disciples coming to Jesus saying, they just beheaded our leader. That's a tough day.
Oh,
John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin. John the Baptist is who baptized Jesus. And Jesus said to the disciples, hey, let's go up into the mountain and pray. You and I together. Start reading at verse 13. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out of the house he was in, he saw a great multitude. And he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Say it with me. A day in the life of Jesus.
A day in the life of Jesus.
His cousin is beheaded. Herod is grieved because he had to do it, but he didn't have a choice because he was a coward.
Because he was a coward. All right.
And the disciples got to Jesus. Jesus is like, let's get away. And when they came out of the house, here they are. Watch this. But Jesus didn't let multitude there. There was nothing in that multitude that Jesus wouldn't have superiority over. Jesus knew who he was. And I'm not going to turn there, but we refer to it all the time. Luke chapter 4, verse 17. Okay. Preach the gospel before, bind up those that are bruised, heal the hearted, set at liberty those that are oppressed. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew there was no divine power that could have any power over him. Man, let's keep reading. 15. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place. They got in the boat, left where they were, and went by boat to a deserted place. And those people still came and found him. I'm going to tell every one of you right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the closer you get to God, the more you do God, the more people are going to want to be around you, the more they're going to come to you and say, give us an answer, and the more and I are going to reach out and touch them with the anointing of Jesus that's on the inside of us. Like Francetta said there, thank you. Yes, I am. My oxygen was low. Now it's normal. Hallelujah. She texted us last night as we're riding in, and I just began to speak the word of God. And I encourage every one of you, anyone you know who needs healing in their body, you tell them to get to this page. You give them the link. Send them a messenger link. The messenger. Share this. And when you hit the share button, it'll say send in messenger. Click the link. Send it to them. Tell them to show up. And tell them to ask for prayer. Why? Because that's what this place is right here. This is a healing room by the direction of the declaration of Almighty God. You and I are going to see mighty, miraculous healings here that people are going to say, I've not seen anywhere else. Well, it isn't because of me, and it isn't because of you. It's because we believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth and him crucified. Yeah. We believe this book, or what this book says, and no religious indoctrination is going to stop us from believing what this book said. And it will manifest for us. In that video that I played tonight, that we put in that tent meeting thread, remember, if you're not a part of that, you want to be a part, make sure you let me know so I know to add name. I don't know everybody that, what's the one? It's the song that's in that tent meeting thread called Still Moving. If you haven't listened to it, don't go listen to it now, but when the program's done, listen to it. And he tells stories in there of people that's been healed. And that family had a brain-eating amoeba inside their head. A 97% mortality rate. That means 97% of people with that died. And he said, but the church prayed. Donnie Jr., the church prayed. Travis, the church, the ecclesia prayed. Warren Walsh, the ecclesia here is praying for you. Sister Sherry Gilbert and Michelle, her friend, the ecclesia here is praying for you. Everyone tonight with osteoporosis. Now, how you say it? Osteoporosis. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Fibromyalgia. Your power is broken. Phantom pain. Your power is broken. And the trauma that comes with it is broken that caused it. The trauma is gone in you and your life and your family. And you're free to be whole in the mighty name of Jesus. This is really something. See, just like that, as soon as I start talking about it, somebody's got pressure between your behind right eye. You can feel pressure behind that right eye. I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, victory, release, pressure, be released now. Whatever's causing that pressure, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command all the cells and tissues in your body. You come in line with the word of God and be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, don't check and see if it's better. Say it. I have been made whole. In the name of Jesus. I'm not going to get more timid. I'm going to get more bold. Amen? Amen. I will not stop. Now you look at that. She didn't text me. I declare this pressure. This body is made whole. Christine Barkley, your body is made whole. You foul spirit of infirmity. Leave this woman of God alone. We rebuke you now. Get off and get away. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Robert Mulderman, welcome. In the mighty name of Jesus. Does anybody know where we're at? Pastor, I know where we are. The Holy Spirit's flowing. That's exactly where we are. That's what's going on. All of you on YouTube, we're glad to have you with us. Send me a message. Send me a text, instant message, something. Let me know you're on. Or just make a post in there in the live posting thread. Woo! Technology's rolling. I'm back reading about Jesus now. Huh. As soon as I said that, that's what I heard. No, there's a headache situation here that had to be solved. Wow. Tumor inside the head. I command you to shrink and dissolve and disappear. By the Spirit of Almighty God, I'm saying this right now. Everybody just pray in the Spirit for a minute. Shanamunda kalanasa kikalabanutama. Eshande balakunde embresata ambanedosima. Lada nelikete mo ibanadiundama. Anda son de le badavana, ombran dusta ke belemonta. Ando sole va varina nusta. En combran duste va avala sonne en emanandaka. Ando lesan de bufre arimanakata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nestani de cara runamundi mala. Mando la surima. En sonde ke vela malata. Ambronde ne manenoste ke de balanda donde ashan de valakata. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody did live in a kind of. Now listen, I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost right now to get myself in line with the words of the Father by the Holy Spirit of God. If what I know, somebody right now has an interpretation of that tongue. That's interesting. That's interesting. It's you, Shannon. What are we going to do? Just let God move. That's amazing. Now listen to this statement. This is different. You can type what you saw, Shannon. Watch this. Watch this. There's a tumor. Somebody's been told they have a tumor in their head, you know, inside their skull. I guess this is the way I see it. And I've spoken to that tumor. Now, it's shriveled up. It has to. Now, I don't know any stories here, and people tell us stories all the time. But I declare, whether it's live or somebody in the future, you will let us know that that's you, and that thing will be gone, and you will no longer have that head pressure and that splitting forehead headache that you've been dealing with. And now, the spirit of infirmity has been dealing with many, and you have had to deal with that headache. In the mighty name of Jesus, right here, right now, I rebuke you, headaches, and this spirit of infirmity. Amen. Now, I can see that this spirit of infirmity is based in religious indoctrination that doesn't want you to move and to be able to be free. Now, that's a, one, it's a spirit of infirmity, and number two, it is the spirit of, there's a spirit of religiosity in this thing. Spirit of religion. And it's that spirit of religion is trying to keep you bound to a religious indoctrination that is going to keep you from receiving the freedom and the liberty of Almighty God. And the Father is saying right now that I am to rebuke this. I am to be rebuke this. Stinking beavers and demons and everything. We got it. Watch this. I rebuke you, you spirit of infirmity. Now you release your grip on this person, these persons. I see seven women. And I command you, spirit of religion, you release your grip. Your power is broken. Everybody just do this. Like you had a big tight band around your forehead. Just reach up there and unloosen that thing and take it apart and say, are free from this religious indoctrination in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus right here, right now. Today, in this church, right now, you are released from this. And these headaches will come to you never again because the power of this religious demon is broken in your life. Now watch. Now, I haven't forgot about what Shannon is saying. Don't worry about that. This is such a new place we're walking in right now where God's going to speak to me. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to give a word in tongues. Somebody's going to give an interpretation. And it's all got to be done with the lag. So, everybody, Everybody just hang on. This is going to be one of the coolest things you've ever seen right here. Watch this. We pray for Velma, too. Watch this. You foul spirit of religion. Killing is of God. He is health and strength. I rebuke you and I bind your power in that lady's life right now in Jesus' mighty name. She is free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed right now. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve. You never come back with that limiting factor in her life again. Never again. In the mighty name of Jesus. You release that woman to enjoy the wonderful blessing of Almighty God in her life. In the name of Jesus. Unhindered by that religious demon another day. I declare revelation knowledge flows to you, ma'am. Or ma'am, however many of you there. Knowledge flows to you. And you begin to see the beauty of who Jesus is and the life and the freedom of God beyond anything you ever even imagined was possible. Revelation flows to you now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And by the way, those questions that you've been asking the Father and you have them written down in your notebook, He is bringing you an answer now, and it will be unmistakable. You'll know exactly what the answer was yours. Write the answer down right next to the question you ask in your notebook. And it'll be an answer for you for the rest of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to just lift your hands to the Lord and say, You are the great God. You are great. You are great. You are great. Now, let's take this apart one step at a time here. I saw a dark eye getting rubbed over and over again. As soon as the tumor started to shrink, the eye started to water. Then I could only see white light. Isn't that something? Now, how in the world does God do this? Someone was told that receiving a healing was not of God. I rebuke that doctrine. I rebuke the lips that keep saying it.
Yeah.
And I declare you are the folks that tell you that healing, divine healing is from the divine God in the mighty name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul told us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that we should turn away from those who have a form of godliness and they deny the power of it to set you free. In Jesus' mighty name. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. If you want to write that reference in, guys, that would be good. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 through 7. And you can say it, limiting power of religion. God has set us free. Thank you, Shannon, for obeying God. Thank you. Father God, we pray right now for Velma and declare that she is free from asthmatic bronchitis this very moment. Your lungs are perfectly healthy in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare all of Velma's body is filled with life and health. And she's getting an overhaul. In the mighty name of Jesus, filled with strength, but she don't lose her accent. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Bring that in. Sunday got YouTube batting down the hatches over here. We got some other brothers and sisters there. We welcome you guys. We're glad you're there with us. In the name of Jesus, we win these battles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now for Aunt Pumpkin. Her lungs are healed. No inflammation, fluid be gone. There is no room in her body for illness. She is filled with the Holy Spirit of God, which is the God of healing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, wow. I feel like I'm walking on water with Jesus, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I saw this today, guys. I saw this today about the tent of meeting. Don't worry. This has not gone away. Gone away. But the psalmist said, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain to build it. And I am not building a house that isn't led by the Spirit of Almighty
Amen.
God. But this is what he keeps telling me. This is not a tent meeting. This is a tent of meeting where the glory of the Lord will descend. And anyone who walks in the tent will immediately be under the glory of Almighty God. And it will be immediately transforming their lives. Immediately when they walk inside that tent. Pastor, you ever just, nope. Guess what? It don't matter. It's like God said, Brother Jesse, to plan this. He said, I don't know how to do that. He said, exactly. That way, if you do something wrong, you won't even know it. Glory be to God. I saw people just walk coming in the tent in a wheelchair and just immediately standing up and walking away totally healed. I'm serious. All right. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. And just make sure we're in the right spot here. Shamban de Deva la Kisadanama. Onde la Sabana Venikanda Domine Shukalana Mada. Ambrasonde de Valamananda Kude Deva de Vela Sikata. Onde Shalaranda. Enda Basandika Valemanute. Enda Rashonde la Mari Veniste de Kabada. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I knew there was something else. I could tell when I started praying in the Holy Spirit, there were several people that watched today and in the future who you are saying, man, I really want to be able to pray like that, Pastor. What do I got to do? Number one, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And number two, relax and just let the infilling go to work. All right? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, the Father is more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask. And somebody, when I started praying Spirit, you started asking. Hold your place and Matthew 14, because we're coming back there. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. And it doesn't matter what old religion has taught you. I'm going to read to you the word of God. Say this with me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Drop all of my religious indoctrination, that doesn't match this book.
Doesn't match.
Wait.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you hate people. There's very few Christians who are going to hurt you on purpose. Don't hate people. But when you realize you're taking a step up and there's some that aren't, don't be against them. Just take the step up and enjoy it in God. Watch this. Luke 11, verse 9 through verse 13. I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Wait, what did it just say? How many ask, receive? Everyone. Everyone who asks, he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. And then he said, if a son asks for a bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? Don't miss verse 13. If you then being evil or human, if you as a human give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Right now.
Ready to give the Holy Spirit.
Ready to give the Holy
to
Spirit.
Anyone who asks.
To anyone who asks.
Immediately. You don't tarry for it. You don't wait for it. You don't work for it. You don't do anything. You ask and you receive. In Jesus' mighty name. Got the Holy Spirit swaggering on, putting the groceries away. Amen. That's when you know we hit the right thing. Putting the grocery away, you got the Holy Spirit swaggering going on. Everybody say it with me. I have received the Holy Spirit.
I have received the Holy Spirit.
Because I have asked. Now watch. We have, I don't know, seven stories maybe? People right here since we started this program. Not very many, but it's amazing stories. Of how just in their home, God just moved on them and they started speaking in spirit. Just relax. If you don't yet, I encourage you to just say, I want to speak in the spirit. Everybody just say, I want to pray in the spirit.
I want to pray in the spirit.
And I receive it from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait. That's all it is. That's all it is. Now you know that he is doing something for you because that's how it works with him. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, if you will, pin something. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am back in Matthew chapter 14 now. Yeah. Well, it don't matter. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, Sunday and Francetta were keeping real close track of those verses.
Yes, they were.
We are in verse number 15. Good job, guys. Verse 15. When it was evening, the disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. And Jesus said to them, they don't need to go and buy food. You feed them. Have you ever had God say, that doesn't need to happen, you do it. And you know, that's a good time to start praying in tongues. 17, they said, we have five loaves and two fish. He said, bring them here to me. They knew Jesus could do it. They saw it. So now, when it comes time to feeding, they got the five loaves and two fish. They already know what's going on. They short-circuited this thing, and they know Jesus is going to multiply the food. Now, isn't that something? We just heard the testimony from Brother Mike and Sister Shannon about how God said, pull out 24. Oh, my goodness. Pull out 23,000 out of the 401k. And the moment he did, the next day, it matured to 24,000. Say this with me. God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Help me trust you.
Help me trust
in every area of my life.
Every area of my life.
Pastor, why did you bring that up again? Because it is proof that you just have to hear, and obey. Build the relationship with the Father, knowing that you and I walk in superiority. Let's keep reading. Verse 19. He commanded them, the multitudes, to sit down on the grass. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the multitude. And they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Yeah, Father God will say things that make no sense, but it does make faith. And when you move in that faith, then the things begin to happen. Watch this. The disciples already know. Jesus is going to say, you feed him. Andrew said, let's get the fish ready. Jesus said, you feed him. And they said, here's the fish. Show us. You want to say it with me? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Show me. You might look at Jesus like the disciples with that look of, but wait, it's not you and me that do that work. It multiplies somewhere between your hand and that person's life. It multiplies somewhere between God's word telling you what to do and your obedience, whatever it is, doing it. I'll just use something simple. Sister Francis yesterday texted me saying, I'm really sick. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed, no more sickness. Simple act of obedience. And she did it, and oxygen's been better ever since. Now, well, there's no glory to Mike and Shannon or using their story. The idea is this. You and I just got to just get this just simple, humble obedience to God saying, yes, sir, you say it, I'll do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I know I don't make it look difficult to do what I'm doing, but there's a real challenge here sometimes. On my side of this, everything looks perfect. In my monitors and what I'm seeing, it's not perfect. But guess what? We speak it perfect all the way to the end, and nothing has any ability to stop us in Amen. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We are all praying like usual. Watch this. God is moving in our lives very specifically by the word of word of knowledge and the word of wisdom tonight. God is moving right now.
Yeah.
And whatever you have need of in your life right now, I recommend you. I beg of you. I command you. I don't know what words to use. Whatever words are going to take you on in so you will move right now, then receive them from me. Because Father's here touching people right now by the Spirit of the living God. And that Spirit is flowing through us. And it is flowing through us for the purpose of seeing your life change. It's just like Velma just said, I feel so much better. That's what Francesca said yesterday. I feel so much better. You say, Pastor, that's not me yet. Then you grab a hold of it and you keep coming here saying, pray for me again. I want to tell you a story. And all the time, God is good. When I first started going to the Living Word in Midland, I needed help, serious help. I mean, you might still think I need help, but whatever. I went to the altar every time they had service, every single time. The elders always met at the altar after service. I went to them every time and said, well, I'm not delivered yet. Pray for me. I'm not completely changed yet. Pray for me. You are an elder. You have anointing oil. Lay your hands on me. Pray for me. I will change from who I am. And guess what? It began to change. Amen, Sunday. Well, yes, Sunday said it just the other day also. We are not backing down. Community of faith, we will literally change every place we talk to and we get in there, we affect. And the only thing that happens, why it does have an effect on you, is somewhere you're like, oh, I don't know about that. No. If I show it to you in the Word, if one of these people are speaking and they show it to you in the Word, grab a hold of it, receive it, and then say, now I'm putting that in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Wow. Wow. By the Spirit of God, somebody has a mountain of financial debt that you're looking at. Now, don't say nothing. I don't know whether I should say that or not. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I said somebody has a mountain of financial debt, and here comes Mary's post that she posted a couple seconds ago, obviously. Release your grip on me so we can do the I am plus the T. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We won't shut up. We won't back down. We won't slow down. We won't be slack. And we will never turn back. Amen. Thank you, Shannon. Mary Pastor, everybody get your faith with Mary Pastor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help Mary to be able to dot the I's, cross the T's, and there be no more wrongful effect of the IRS. Amen. In any way. Amen. The fear's gone. They're who they are. Mary who she is. And we declare supernatural debt reduction in Mary's life, cancellation in the name of Jesus. Everybody say this out loud. Mountain of financial debt.
Mountain of financial debt.
Be removed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want everybody to remember, the tax collector in the Bible did meet Jesus. His name was Zacchaeus. And he must have turned out well. Because he repented immediately for stealing. And Jesus said, this day, your life has changed forever. So, why are you saying it, Pastor? Well, don't be angry at everybody that's in the IRS. There's some good folks there. All right? And Jesus said, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And if in any way it don't belong to Caesar, then don't give it to him. Did I say something wrong? All right, I was just checking. I was trying to do things at once, making sure I was doing it right. We're having an interesting night here.
We are having an interesting night. It's setting things in order.
We've got multitude fed now. We've got the multitude healed in Jesus' mighty name. And they are helping you, Mary. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And remember this, your tithe and your seed, Mary, are speaking for you because you worship the Lord with those every single day. Those are moving mountains for you. You just keep telling that mountain to be removed. I think that is just amazing. Here I am sitting here hearing God say, there's a mountain of financial debt, and bam, Mary, Pastor Rick, post it right there on the spot. That is just, now I've been around this for a number of years, guys, but to me today, that still just amazes me how God does that. I don't know. I don't know what you guys are going to post. I don't got any super program back here where I'm watching everything you're doing. I don't do that. I come here for one reason, to open this book and speak the word of God. Anything I hear is because the Holy Spirit has spoken to me. And I pray for you guys every day, all day long. I honestly do. We pray for your blessing. We pray for your strength and your health. And we ask God to abundantly bless you. Now, here it comes again by the Holy Spirit of God. Somebody here is afraid to move out of the house. Because God gave you an opportunity. Listen to this word. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Only believe and take the next step. Wow. Pastor, do we get to see all the answers to these? I sure hope so. Whoever you are that's prophesying to, please make sure you come back and tell us these answers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. That, like Sister Shannon, what she said there about that black eye. That's just amazing. The dark eye, however it was. Somebody make sure you copy it. Because once again, my comments are gone and I can't see anything. I saw a bunch of circles with people laying hands, healing and setting people free. Amen. I didn't see that comment. I saw a dark eye getting rubbed over and over again. And even as the tumor started to shrink, the eye started to water. Then I could only see white light. Now, how does that happen, guys? That's the Spirit of God. Because I walk in the Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. Obviously, Shannon's walking in the Spirit. That's very specifically what God was saying. And I declare right now, all of these words we're speaking tonight find their place, and your life is transformed forever in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. That's very interesting. I really wanted to get to Jesus walking on the water, but I see right now, I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to Jesus walking on the water. But I am going to do this. Watch this. This is a day in the life of Jesus, all right? And it starts out with the disciples of John coming to Jesus and Jesus saying, let's get away. And the multitudes came, fed the 5,000. And he said to the disciples, we got to get in the boat and go to the other side, all right? Say it, all in one day.
All in one day.
Now, you might think, Pastor, I'm not ready to do all that in one day. No. And the disciples weren't leading in that situation either, were they? They were just being the support team to the Jesus Christ of Nazareth Evangelistic Association. Right? They were there supporting Jesus. That's the same thing we're doing right here, right now. Now, watch this. They've already seen Jesus. 1,000 or whatever it was. Yeah, feeding the 4,000. They've already seen that. That was right at the beginning. They saw that. So they know Jesus does it. They now have seen it with their eyes. Therefore, they know it can happen. You and I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle here. We know that it can happen. But I want you to see this very specifically. getting that revelation to go from, I can see Pastor Sam is speaking to this stuff and it's happening. You speak this stuff and it happens. Now, that's a challenge sometimes. Sometimes you're like, well, I'm sure God's doing something, but I'm not quite sure what it is or how it is. I can see it with my eyes. I can see it in the Word. Now, how do I begin to see that come to pass? Here's how you do it. You wake up every day, and any opportunity you get to speak over anything out of order, you command it to come into order, even if it's your own countertop.
Amen.
Have you ever been, you open up the closet and you say, I command you to come into order now. We stopped by Mike and Shannon's the other day on the way out to North Dakota. We were in St. John's, and it was just right on the way. And they showed us the basement where all the boxes are. Well, I started speaking. I wasn't saying out loud. Shannon was talking. I just started speaking. I command all this stuff to get in order. I was trying to move those boxes right into the right place, Shannon, but I must have to have more faith somewhere.
And she goes in the basement, it will be.
Come on, man. Come on. Some of you are like, Pastor, would God really do that? Yes.
Yes,
he would really do that. Do you have proof of that? Yes. These people chase Jesus across the boat as he's going across the lake. You know how it is. They're running down the side of the lake. Can you see them? Hey, you up there, can you see Jesus? Yeah, he's right there. I got a tree, I can't see him. Keep coming. It's a multitude. Wait, how big a multitude is this? 1,000 men are fed. That means there's 25,000 people following Jesus into a deserted place. Do you know how many footprints are made with 25,000 people? Do you know how much grass is beat down by your feet? Do you know how big of a dust storm you make when 25,000 people are walking across the ground together trying to chase that guy that's in the boat out there? You can see Jesus and the disciples. Just keep rowing, guys. We'll probably get ahead of them. Jesus, that line of people goes clear back to sin. I know, just keep going, guys. Keep going. And they're rolling. They're out in the water. They're trying to get ahead of this crowd. Do you see the story I'm showing you? And finally, Jesus just says, well, actually, I'm adding a little bit of literary license. They were already on the land. And when Jesus came out of where they were, here's the whole multitude. But you got to know they were following him.
Yeah.
Why? Because healing had begun to happen. Here's what's going to continually happen with you and I as we are here in this program right here. It doesn't matter the opposition that comes. People come here and they get healed. Tell your friends that. Just tell them. Come here. Tell us what you need. Let us heal you. Let us pray for you. And you will be healed. Well, Pastor, how can you be so confident? Because I know who God is. I'm not confident in me. I'm confident in him. How can I heal any one of you? I can't touch a single one of you. But see, it's not about if I touch you. It's about if you touch God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
With me, it's not about Pastor touching me. It's about if I touch God. Sunday and friends, still going good over there on YouTube. I keep looking for thumbs up or comments or something, but of course it's YouTube, and I don't do it. I'm just making sure we're still moving. Watch this. When you have to face you, which is your top enemy. Just don't quit.
Amen.
Want to say it with me? And I face me and all of the glory of me.
All of the glory.
I will not quit. I sit right here today talking to God. And he said, I want you to talk about this tonight. Because I was saying, Father, I can see that, and that's all supposed to be happening. What is going on? What's wrong with me? He said, why do you keep asking me what's wrong with you? That's a good time to just say, I'm just kind of dumb here. Would you please talk? See, what the world and religion has trained us, because Jesus wouldn't train you this way. The world and religion has trained us that whenever there's something out of order, it's always your fault. And you're not smart enough, or you're not rich enough, or you weren't born in the right family, you don't live in the right city, you didn't get the right education. You didn't go to the right church. You didn't have the right pastor. You didn't memorize all the verses. Do you see what's going on? You're building a list of 10 things why you're not going to be blessed and be blessed by God Almighty. Don't listen to the lies of religiosity. Don't listen to the lies of the limitations of the city you grew up in or the people you grew up with. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy that come through their mouths. Those people are not lying against you. Let me just read it. I know what I'm trying to say. God help me say it now. Ephesians chapter 6. Go there with me. Audrey Van Gessel, welcome. Robert Holderman, welcome. Somebody pin something for me, welcome. See if I can get back. Well, that's a start. I command in the name of Jesus that this platform works for us very effectively.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to let you unpin it so I'm not clicking. That way we don't have a problem. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 through verse number 20. That's the whole reference. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his name. Put on the whole armor of God. How much of it?
The whole.
The whole. What is the number one piece of armament you need?
Going all
of them. It's like, hold up. Hold up. Wait, Pastor. Wait. Nobody ever preached that one's more important than what you got to do. I'll show you in a minute. 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Who are we wrestling with? We're wrestling with the enemy, not each other.
Right.
Say it with me. Hey, Julie Rose, welcome. Say it with me. The person standing in front of me. The person standing in front of me. Can you say it with me? The person standing in front of me is not my problem.
It's not my problem.
We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. So stop. You and I are ministers of reconciliation, and all we've got to do is bring reconciliation to people. They might not receive it. It is still our assignment to bring that reconciliation and realize I'm not wrestling with that person in front of me. I'm wrestling with a principality and a power who Jesus has already defeated. Say this with me. I am wrestling with a defeated principality and power. They're already defeated. So the idea is, since they're already defeated, you and I got to get the battle in the right place. It ain't that person sitting in front of me. It ain't that person. The battle that you and I are fighting is that that person will be free from the principality and power, and you and I will be free from the principality and power, and everybody in the situation will be free from that principality and power. And then in so doing, we will truly be blessed by Almighty God, and this enemy will be crushed. Why are we here, Pastor? Because some of us that are here today are wrestling with this enemy that I am not good enough. I didn't go to the right church. I wasn't born in the right family. I didn't grow up in the right city. I don't have the right amount of money. And all of those are limiting factors the enemy brings to you, however he can bring them to you. Whether it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your job, your business, your sports, your hobby, or anything else. And what's the enemy's point that he wants to get you to do? Open your mouth and say words that now begin to limit your breakthrough and your blessing. Because the power of life and death is where? In your lips. It's like Mary said, see, I was wrong. You need to do a Tupperware party. You wasn't wrong, Mary. Here we are. Bless you, Julie. We love you. And Ray, too. And Kai. Watch this. Take up the whole armor of God. I want you to see this. See, everybody say, I need all the armor. I want you to watch this. Have your loins girt about with the truth. So that's the word, right? Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness? Jesus' righteousness. What does the breastplate protect? All the vital organs. I want you to see the importance of you putting on righteousness. Because if you're to do this in your own righteousness, it won't work. But when you look at this and say, when I receive you, Jesus, and all of your righteousness for me, now, whose righteousness did you put on to cover all your vital organs? You put on Jesus' righteousness. Wait, your loins are girded about with what? The word that came from Jesus' mouth, who he is. Keep going. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the good news, it's what makes your feet go, is the good news. 16, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Don't stop. That's not a period. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all things. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. What's the mystery of the gospel? Christ in me, the hope of glory. For which I'm an ambassador in chains. That is, that I speak boldly as I ought to speak. Guys, that's why the breastplate of righteousness is so important. If you're still coming to God with all of our human ability to get something done, You're functioning in your own strength. Look at the disciples in our verse of scripture. They had 5 loaves and 2 fish ready for Jesus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Say it with me. They could see the miracle.
They could see the miracle.
They just didn't perform it yet.
Perform it, yeah.
They could see it. They saw Jesus do it last time, and they're like, hey, we got food, because he's fixing to say, somebody picked it up in the realm of the spirit, because one of them said, he's fixing to tell them to feed these people.
Yeah.
Somebody find some food. And so what did they do? They went through the crowd. I think it was Andrew went through the crowd, and they found 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they're like, can we use those for seed? Jesus is going to do something big here in just a minute. You and I, we're getting ready to receive communion in a few minutes. You and I, understanding our place in God, and that righteousness we walk in doesn't have anything to do with me. And the fact that it doesn't matter how hard you try to be good in your own strength, you will never be good enough in your own strength. Now wait, don't stop trying to be good. Don't stop. Until you get this revelation, don't stop trying to be good. I've said this over and over, and I must say it again tonight. That's why God got me here, right in this place. No matter what you've heard me preach or teach that you didn't understand, I encourage you. You have got to stand in this word that says, everything I do, I find my strength in him. Because our righteousness will never be sufficient. I can hear somebody saying, well, the answer is, it will never be enough. Why do we even try? Because his righteousness is more than enough.
Yeah.
What do I got to do? You got to get the revelation that, and really, it's the human mind wants to make it a deep revelation. Don't do it. Say this with me. It's simple.
It's simple.
Keep it simple. Why? Every, in America, and I don't know about other nations, but in America, we know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your day. People know it. People know, all I got to do is believe and I'll be saved. Well, that's true. All you got to do is receive his righteousness and you'll walk in. But you have to have the revelation that it doesn't matter how hard I try in my own flesh to be righteous. I'm never going to be able to be righteous in my own flesh. I'm going to have to at some point. Jesus, I need your righteousness because mine isn't good enough. And at the moment you say it, the transfer is made. You and I endeavoring to be righteous in our own physical strength is never going to work. I remember the day the guy said that to me. I'm like, he goes, have you figured out that your righteousness is never going to be good enough? I'm like, brother, I figured that out a while ago. He goes, have you heard preachers preach? Just keep doing good. Sooner or later, you'll get it. Yeah, I have. He goes, how about we just do what the Bible says?
Amen.
I said, well, all right. He said, it's called the righteousness of faith. I said, okay. He goes, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You and I believe in God, and he makes us his righteousness. You can see somebody saying, how do I make myself the righteousness of God? You know, he does. You just receive it. Now wait, no matter what, do not be discouraged in this. Keep fighting this fight until this thing totally, completely makes sense. Bring reconciliation. Wrestling with the defeated evil enemy. Yeah. Wow, you guys just kicking this thing tonight, man. Just keep making them comments. Go. Here's the revelation. Because watch what the disciples were in that situation with Jesus going, man, what a day we just had. John the Baptist is beheaded. We went by boat. We're out in the wilderness. Jesus is helping all of us, ministering to us. And now here's the multitude. And there's 25,000 people in the multitude. I don't know how many times you've tried to take care of a multitude of 25,000 people. That is a huge crowd of people to take care of. Huge. Huge. In the name of Jesus, the tandem meeting, we'll be doing that every day. May that happen to every day. And all of us just find a spot and just be... That's why God's got us in this flow he's got us in, guys. Because he's breaking off of us all religiosity, all the confusion of religion, all the churchianity. He's breaking all that stuff so that when we walk in that tent of meeting, we get to just walk in there free in the mighty name of Jesus. And that flow of the Holy Spirit, that glory flow will be in that tent and nobody will be able to stop it. And it'll just flow, and everybody that walks in, it'll just be immediately, totally, completely changed. What? It won't be one personality doing it. It'll be the manifest presence of Almighty God that'll be in that place. And that's what we're learning about right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mary Pastor Rick, I've learned that trying don't cut it. You have Jesus in you. You don't have to try to. You just go do things naturally and have joy. That's the truth. Say this. I'm already the righteous.
I'm already the righteous.
Well, you are. It's about time you figured it out. I had to look up and say, Lord, give my all to you. And I know I need your righteousness to break free from the fleshly bonds in this world. What do you mean? I'm serious about this. I struggled a lot of years trying to be good enough in the flesh. Make up a better mind. Be determined in all you do. If you just have the right determination. No. I don't care how much determination you have. It ain't ever going to be enough to make you the righteous. Because it isn't determination that makes you righteousness. Righteous. It's faith. You receive Jesus. He makes you the righteousness. Some of you are like, wait, Pastor, is it already done? Yeah, it's already done. It's that one song they sing in some of them big churches in the city. It's already done. It's already done. I'm way out of tune. It's already done. It's already done. You see, let's deal with it. Greatest thinkers would be in it. If it's in your ability to plant a large financial seed, then the rich would have it. If it's in your ability to act absolutely, totally, everything about you totally righteous, guess what? Then it would be based on the religious. But see, Jesus said, it ain't based on nothing you guys did. It's based on what I did for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mary said, don't record that one. All the songs you've told me to record, Mary, you just told me don't record a song? If I didn't love you so much, I might try to be offended, but that ain't cool. I don't like offense, so I'll stay out of that. See, it's not of works lest a man can boast. God doesn't want any of us being able to boast of our own righteousness. So he made it his. Because you can boast in that righteousness. You can glory in it. You can shower in this.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mary. I really appreciate it. I'm almost crying over here from laughing so hard. It's not in works of righteousness. It's not in works of righteousness. Jesus just saw what the Father showed him, and he went and did it. And guess what? That's what you and I will do in every part of our life. It's like tonight, when I was trying to read those verses and I could see all this stuff happening, it's like, all right, no matter how much I want to read these verses and do this preaching and teaching, I got to not do that. Because you've got to be able to stop. And you've got to be able to do what the Holy Spirit is showing you by the Spirit of the living God. No fear of getting prideful with Mary out.
So funny.
Amen, so true. But then I fall off when the evil one finds that button to push at my weakness. But hanging out with all of you keeps me from falling off. Thank you all. Audrey, Amen. Look at you guys go. Come on. This is good. This is really good. I love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and my neighbor as myself. Amen. That's the power and the strength of what this is to all of us.
Yeah.
I encourage every single one of you to be strong and able. Now, I like what Audrey just said. No matter what happens, you stick with the flow of God. And those buttons that the enemy has always hit to make you flash, anybody notice that you have some of those? Yeah. One of those buttons that always make me flash is the word IRS. And then guess what? I have a friend now that worked for the IRS. I got to watch my mouth. Really help me. Say this with me. I have no flashpoints for the enemy anymore.
I have no flashpoints for the enemy anymore.
Come on, get bold and say it again. I have no flashpoints.
For the enemy anymore.
Whom the sun sets free, is free indeed of all flashpoints. And the Holy Spirit is coming to my aid every single day. Every single day. And he's helping me. Guys, those flashes that we've all had are just weaknesses in the flesh. They're all sins. And somebody said, put some kind of terminology on it that gives you the right to have sin in your life. Well, I'm Irish. Don't you know I'm German? I'm bullheaded. No, you're just bullheaded. It isn't about German or Irish or anything. I'm Irish. I have a quick temper. No, you are quick-tempered, and that is a sin. Somebody's like, did he just really say that? Yeah, I did. It is. An outburst of wrath is not from German, Irish, Dutch, Italian, you know, Japanese, Spanish, or anything else. An outburst of wrath is just that, an outburst of wrath, and wrath is not of God. When you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Amen. Audrey, you're doing good. It's you can see the change and the transformation happening in your life. And it's an amazing thing to see. It's time to pray and receive communion. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare life and life more abundantly into every one of us here. Lord, we want to see you feed the 5,000. But you say, well, then get where there's 5,000 and I'll feed them through you. We want to see you heal the sick. And you say, well, then get where there's sick people and put your hand out. We want to see the blind eyes open, the deaf ears hearing, the lame walking. And you say, well, then get where they are. And I will use you. Father, we choose right now to drop every religious indoctrination that keeps us bound. We choose right now to release ourselves from every form of confusion about your deliverance and walk freely in it. We walk freely in the work that you've done in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that you set me free. Thank you that you set these free. Thank you, Lord. That you are not, thank you, Father, you are not a mean God in the sky with a club. You're our Father helping us walk this out so we can look exactly like you and be one with you. And be one with you. And we thank you for it. Bless, I declare your blessing on every person within the sound of my voice, either right here, right now, or in the future at some point. I declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be in the lives of each of these people in Jesus' mighty name. You know, when I just said that a minute ago, this is what I heard him saying. I want to use you because I want you to look exactly like me. Say this. I get to look just like my dad. Say it again. I get to look just like my dad. Wait, say it with a smile on your face, no matter how bad of an earthly father you have. I get to look just like my dad. And what is his name? Father God. And the reality is, right here on this earth, the simplest answer we can give you, walk with the Father and do it every day. Don't take off any days of vacation. Don't take off and go to something else for a couple of days and then say, well, I'll come back to God once a week. God's not a once a week God. God does this every day with you. Why? Because he's in you 24/7. 365. Anytime those works of the flesh begin to come out of you and you do those things because that's what mama said or daddy said or wait, I did that because I learned that there, here, there, over there, up, down, bad. That's the work of the flesh. That makes it so you don't look like your father. Say to him when you see that, I don't want that work of the flesh in my life any longer. And he'll help you get rid of it. Because that's his plan, is to help every one of us do all of the works of flesh and just be the image of our Father. Now you're walking on water and feeding hungry. And you stand around every day going, would you look at that in the mighty name of Jesus? And wait, you ready for this? I think this is one of the greatest revelations anybody ever finds out about this. And this message doesn't end with, and make sure you sow $69.95 and God's going to give you a miracle by tomorrow night. I want you to see this. Have you noticed that tonight, and nothing I've said tonight, anything to do with money? It's a very severe correction God's making in the body right now. Because seed time and harvest is a very big thing. But I got a word for you. I don't care how much seed you sow. You can't sow yourself into the perfection of God. You got to open this book and read. When you finally see it here, then all of a sudden it'll come out here. And every part of your Christian life will be exactly in order like it needs to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. What do you think about that night? If you go back and look at everything that God said, I try to write a recap of everything that happens every night. I'm going to have a big recap tonight because, wow. Wow. You're looking at your new granddaughters. Aww. Wait, everybody say it. Perfect baby.
Perfect.
And a perfect delivery.
Perfect delivery.
And a perfect life.
Perfect life.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that's awesome. Send us a picture. Well, if you can. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I don't know if you can tell. I got one of those deals going tonight. I could literally sit here and preach for the next 4 hours. I know I could. Julie, we were just there. We were just there, and it was so full, we never got anywhere close to Flint. Well, we got about 50 miles from there, and it just didn't happen. But I told you I was going to call you, and I will call you guys and talk to you. I need your help. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had blessed it, he gave thanks, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he took the cup. He blessed it, he broke it, and he said, he did not break the cup. Let's get the right verse there. He took the cup after supper, saying, this cup, a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this boldness in the day of judgment. Well, why would we do that? Because as he is sitting on the throne of righteousness,
So are we in this earth, walking in that righteousness. Verse 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. And perfect casts out the fear and the torment. There is no fear in the communion elements at all. There's no fear in the new covenant worship, because Jesus, by his death, destroyed the power of death and those who all their lifetime were subject to. And he broke bondage and he set you free. And he just says, just receive my righteousness. It's more than enough. And then you do. And guess what? You get to live in the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation, prayer of dedication. You might say, preacher, I haven't received communion in a long time. I don't know if I'm right with God. Pray this prayer with us from the depths of your heart, and you'll be right with God when we're finished. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life. In every area.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door.
And I enter in through him.
And I enter in through him.
Because I believe in you, Jesus.
Because I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Just put your hands out and receive. I receive you. I receive. Do this. Put your hands out and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I know I don't have any ability to beat it.
I know I have no ability to beat it.
Now put your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Father, in the name of Jesus, may they experience this like you give it to me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand your Holy Word.
And understand your Holy Word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
Successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. You just prayed that from the depths of your heart. You're right with God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Here we are. This is it. You did it. Woo! Everybody cheer. Woo! You are now in the family of God. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. I still experience that light growing and exploding and developing in my life. In that one prayer, you went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness in one act. In that one prayer, you literally were adopted into the family of God. And now, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, you are heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. You are now in the family of God. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. They put my email address and website in there so you have the ability to contact us in one way or another. I got 10 verses I want to send you. 10 foundation stone verses to begin your life. Read them. Speak them out loud. Write them in your notebook. Talk it. Tell everybody about it. Why? Because when you do, God Almighty begins to get down in, down in, down in, down in. And the next thing you know, it's not just head knowledge. It is an actual experience of God that's happening on your side. This is how it works. You send me an email, I'll send you one. If you send me another one, then I'll send you another one. But I don't keep a list. So I got 10,000 names to email to every month. I don't do that. If 10,000 people come and want to be on an email list, then we'll put you there. But that's by your choice, not by mine, because I don't do that. I want to help you walk with God. I want to hear your story. I want you to give me a testimony. And I want you to see who our God is, and that you really do have people to walk with him every single day. It's just like Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I might know him. And the Father says that we might know you and dwell within you. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, Audrey. Love you. God bless you. You ready? Let's bless our elements. And we'll receive our communion together tonight. Hurry, run and get yourself. Come on, we got to have this. We got to get moving. Cool thing about watching it later is, like Phyllis said, it's your favorite video. I think that's amazing. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
name. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body. Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful love. Thank you, Lord, that no chains or ropes held you to that whipping post. You did it because of your love for us. And we thank you for it. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I am a new creation.
And I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
All things have become
and
new.
All things become new.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague
has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly,
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
the throne room of grace,
where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren,
the accuser of the brethren
is cast down forever.
Is cast down
and
forever.
There's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious.
The glorious
without
church.
Spot, wrinkle, or any other
without place. Spot, wrinkle, or any other
when
place.
You come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's sing. blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Sing it with us. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the piano playing. I just can't do it. Mighty name of Jesus. We sure do love you guys. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being a part of this awesome family of faith.
Yeah, thank you for making a great night, Jared.
You know, we had a lot of stuff happen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, goodness sakes alive, do we have much stuff. And every bit of it is in God. Every bit of it is filled with power. Every bit of it is going to set you free and transform your life.
Amen.
And always remember, you can go back and listen to these messages again. And if you want to be a part of helping us organize some things to make what we do here better and faster and stronger and help people get greater discipleship, we got room for a lot of people to help us. We got a lot of things we got to get done. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What an amazing opportunity to be so powerfully blessed in so many people's lives. Honored to have your friendship. But you know, Velma, I feel the same way about you guys. I really do. We feel about you. We are blessed beyond measure for this body. We are, every one of you. Even the ones we haven't seen in a while. We're blessed beyond measure because of you. Now, thank you. And God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Wait, we got to have a closing verse, don't we? I'm going again to Phyllis K. Raymond closing verse. Mm-hmm. Phyllis got me on this. Bless you, Shannon. We love you. These are Phyllis K. Raymond closing verses. Jude verses 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what praying in the Spirit does for you. On some have a compassion, making a distinction, and others pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Verse 24, unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, not only falling, but stumbling, and to present you faultless. Why? It's his righteousness before the Father, the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See you tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow at noon we are going to deal with this live long. Live long and prosper again. Because God was showing me a bunch more on that today after we hung up. And I guarantee you in Jesus' mighty name, we're going to get this. And every one of us, let me say it differently, we are getting this. Every one of us is going to live stronger and longer and filled with peace in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, this is what we have to
do. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus
is Lord. Everybody get a big hug.
Amen.
Love you too, Rebecca. Not only peace, but strength and health and victory. In Jesus' mighty name. See you tomorrow.